Thank you, Mr. President, Excellences, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. President, upon your election to the chair of the 66th World Health Assembly. Also, I wish to express our gratitude to the Director General for her strong leadership in a time of challenges. I do assume, Dr. Chan, of the full support of the Republic of Moldova and other 9 Southeastern Europe Health Network member states. I'm honored to speak on behalf of the 10 Southeastern Europe Health Network, presenting our common vision on the place of health in the next generation of global development goals. As you know, development and health go hand in hand, and that becomes even more important and critical in the times of economic crisis we are all facing. Within the Southeastern Europe Health Network, we committed to extend universal coverage and improve the health systems in order to guarantee universal access to quality and equitable health services for our citizens based on sustainable financing, and to advocate that national governments put health as top priority on the political agenda. These topics always prove to be challenging, but even more so reflecting on health in the post-15 development agenda. The MDGs have proven to be good framework to foster actions in some of agreed priority areas and to put professional, technical and financial resources assistance alongside. Equity and solidarity are overarching values and on which of our health and social systems are based. And in this regard, the priorities highlighted with the MDGs and the indicators tracked are still relevant to make all the efforts to address all citizen needs, particularly vulnerable groups of population. Within the health sectors, we are striving for more efficiency, quality and safety. Under the current burden of non-communicable diseases and demographic changes, the increasing demand for health services needs more innovative approaches, which are already widely discussed, but are to be applied aiming at meeting the needs of population and challenges lying ahead. Beyond the sector, we should empower each minister, and at the same time, as a Minister of Health, roads, health food, syntaxes applied to the risky behavior and other cross-sectoral initiatives are to be driven and implemented, fostering joint efforts. Participation of communities, patients' empowerment and self-responsibility, I believe to be key messages for our societies to be driven as modern health system to stand for protection, prevention of healthy and wealthy citizens. Let me conclude by reiterating the commitment of the 10 SEEHN member states to continue regional cooperation in strengthening public health and health systems by considering health as fundamental human right and prerequisite for peace, security, stability, social cohesion, and economic development and growth. In such a concerted way of regional cooperation based on the lessons learned during the past 12 years, the SEEHN itself and every individual member state will contribute to the accomplishment of post-15 development agenda. I thank you very much for your attention.